story speaks into our lives. I wonder what you came up with when we were thinking about milestone moments of our own. I was chatting with some of the kids here, and they were remembering things that they'd won. Trophies they'd won, medals they'd won. Isaac, of course, great with his running, his 10K. And they had got something to remember it by, hadn't they, with their medals and trophies. Thinking about milestones, this is a picture I took near me yesterday. It's more of a traditional milestone. I'm not sure whether this is actually a milestone, but it does serve the purpose, like in the story, like I would like to ask someone, what does this mean? What is it? Because I don't know what it is. I see it every week when we go for a little walk. It says CB 1904. I wonder if maybe it was the boundary of the city of Bristol in 1904 or something like that. It might have been. I expect nowadays, if Joshua was doing his journey across the river, he probably wouldn't be allowed to pick up stones. When you go to places nowadays, they're quite strict, aren't they, about not taking things away, taking away shells and stones from places. We can take photos, of course, so we have other ways to remember things. But I was on holiday earlier this year, and I was at a place where they're very strict about not taking things. And I have to say, I'm not always hot on following the rules, but I didn't take anything. But I did want to bring something back which would help me to remember the place. So I decided to do a drawing. And I just chose something not too difficult, not a big scene with lots of water, very difficult to draw for me. I'm not that good. But I sat down on the sunbed where I was and just drew the bottom of this palm tree with the sort of fruity thing next to it. And when I look at that picture now, that's a photograph, obviously, on the left. I didn't draw that. And my drawing's on the right. When I look at that picture now, I had to really look to do the drawing and really see all the details. And it means, when I think about it, I can remember the time of day. It was just before lunch. I was in a bit of a rush because I was meeting my friend at a certain time. I can remember what it was like with the sun and the heat and the glare. It was very white sand and the sea wasn't far away. And what I was thinking about and thinking about how I would create those different textures, it really takes me back into that moment. And I think that's probably what would have happened to those people in ancient times when they looked at that pile of stones. Joshua and the people looked at the pile of stones. They put effort into making that. It was the end of a really long episode in their life, in the history of their nation. And they would have had to, when they looked at it, it would have brought back to them the feelings they had when they built it. And I've picked out three things that I think those pile of stones would have said to them, reminded them of, and also they can speak those same things to us. Those same memories, if you like, can come down because we can see how they would have understood that from the pile of stones. The first thing it speaks of is the faithfulness of God. God had promised his people years before Joshua crossed the River Jordan that he would bring them into a new land, a place where they would find peace, where they would be able to prosper and grow. And now he's done it. So those stones mark that place and time to help them remember. And it would have been especially true for Joshua because he had trusted in God's faithfulness right from the beginning. 40 years before they started wandering around, Joshua said, "We can do it." And everybody else was like, "Oh, no, I don't think we can." But God knew that Joshua trusted him. And so Joshua was the one who eventually led the people into that land because he knew and he put his life on. He's trusted in God's faithfulness. And that faithfulness is there for us today still. We still know that God is faithful. God still keeps his promises. God's still with us, just as he promised to Joshua when he spoke to him. And we still have a place that we can find in our lives with God, which is a place of rest and peace, where we can find contentment, where we can find joy and love with God. I mean, irrespective of what's going on around us, because not all of us end up in situations where that is the outworking of life, but the inworking of our life is a place of rest and peace, just like it was promised to those people long ago. Now, secondly, that pile of stones speaks of the activity of God in people's lives. The presence of God wasn't just a nice thought to them. The presence of God had actual power. It made things happen. When they carried that Ark of the Covenant, as it's called in the Bible, that treasure chest of God into the river, the presence of God with them was able to make the water stop flowing. It had power over creation, which is what we believe that God has. And it made things happen. It's not that God is just watching us. He's actually working with us as we do the things that we do. As we follow God, he shows us the way just one step at a time, like those poor priests. They had to step in fear into the running water. But as they did their part, God did his part. And that led them into the next step. And then they were on dry land. Now, that can be a bit frustrating. Often we want God to open the way before we make the step, don't we? But he often, I wouldn't say always, because always best not to be too particular with God, but he often makes us take the step of faith and have the courage to trust him before he acts in his part and opens the path for us. And the third thing those pile of stones would have reminded them, hopefully, which Joshua told them to do, is the importance of remembering and sharing our stories. As we reflect, we make sense of our own journey of life, don't we? We see ourselves in the context of where we've come from and the milestones we've passed, the things that have been important, the things that have influenced the journey of our lives, the turning points perhaps. Sometimes as we think about them, we can perhaps glimpse where we're going. And then we can think about whether we might want to make any changes in the path we're taking. In this story, way back, the people ended up in this position because they had first asked God to help them. They were in distress in another country and they cried out and asked God to help them. And God did help them. He acted, and all through, as the journey unfolded, he was true to his promise to lead them to this point where they would finally step into that promised land. And these stones keep the story alive. They help us to understand what God is like and how he acts, because they speak of God's faithfulness, God's activity, and the importance of sharing our stories. And we really believe that it is important for us to share the stories of our own lives and to understand them, to reflect on them, whether or not we have faith, whether or not we follow a faith, whether or not we know God. We still have our own story of our lives to reflect on. And as we're all on a journey, we are going to be having a little chance to reflect. This is open to anyone, people who come to this church, people who are from outside the church and maybe haven't really thought about faith before. But we're going to have a chance to follow some time together where we're just reflecting on our lives and sharing the journey, our own journeys. And we've called it Soul Journey. What's your story? Everyone's got a story and we'd love to hear it. I'd like to share mine. I'd like to hear what yours has been. And we're going to meet over the summer on Tuesday afternoons, 1:30 till 3 o'clock in the old library, just round the table. Come when you can. Come for the whole journey if you like, or just join in when you're able. And we've got some little invitation cards here, and the details are on the back of the card. If you would like to come and be part of just the little discussion group, I'll be leading it, and a couple of people here will definitely be there, and we'll just see what happens as we join our journeys together for a bit. If you think that sounds interesting, but Tuesday afternoons aren't available for you, then we are thinking of maybe running something similar in the autumn, so just let me know, and we can fix it at a time when you'd have the option to come as well. And that would be great to see anybody, just as a chance to see where the milestones in our lives have led us. Now, we're going to invite the children back in a moment, so if someone would like to put their head through the door and just say, time to come through. No, they can come through any time now. That would be fine. Oh, they've done well, haven't been too noisy. I think one of the things we have here is this building is almost like a pile of stones, isn't it? We could say, you know, when you see this pile of stones, what's the story of this pile of stones? I wonder if you've ever thought about that. And people who are visiting today, perhaps ask people who come here regularly, tell us the story about this pile of stones. Over the barbecue, we could say to each other, why do you come to this pile of stones? What is it that speaks to you and brings you back each week? Tell me your story. Let's get in the habit of sharing and telling each other our story. And the children are coming back in. They've been making some... you've done well, Isaac. Things to remember, important things in their lives. God is with us in all those things. God is active. He's been active with you and enjoying what you've done. He's loved looking at those stones that you've made and thinking about the memories that they bring back to you and helping you to remember the things that have happened in your life. So, as we come back in, is that everybody, Peter? Yeah, just about, that's fine. We are going to spend a few minutes now. What do you want to share? It's because it's going to be 5 weeks of Tuesdays of meeting. I can't remember what's on my next slide. What's on my next slide? Oh, we could put that up while we're praying. That's fine. We're going to spend a few minutes praying, and we are whole people. We're mind, body, soul, and spirit, aren't we? So we're going to use our bodies a little bit to pray. And we are going to use different parts of our bodies to help us think about different things that we'd like to pray for. And the first one we're going to do is our feet. So where you're sitting, just be aware of your feet. You might want to stamp them on the ground or wiggle your toes. And as we do that, Father God, we are thinking of all the places that we're going to walk this week, all the places we'll go, all the buildings that we'll go into and paths we'll walk along. Father God, we bless and we ask you to be with us as we're wherever we go on our journeys this week, as we carry something of the presence of God in us into each of those places. I pray that people will see us and they will think, I want what they've got. I want to know the presence of God as well. And that we will be a blessing to every place we go, school, work, home, shops, wherever it is. Thank you, God, that you go with us. Now, let's put out our hands and look at our hands. And we're going to pray for everybody who cares and who we are caring for. So often we use our hands for caring, don't we? We pray for the people who care for us, for nurses and doctors, for people in the prison service, for social workers, for teachers, for parents, for people who work in care homes, and all in the social services. Father God, we pray that you will bless them. Give them kindness, give them tender hands and tender hearts as they look after people in our community. And we especially think now of anybody we know who needs a bit of care. Do you know anybody who's not very well? And we're going to pray your blessing. Father God, we say to those people in our minds, be healed, be well, be at peace, and know the presence of God with you. Amen. Now we're going to pray for things to do with eyes. Point to your eyes. And we pray for people who are involved in seeing the way ahead. Now that is a big prayer. We pray for people who are in positions of leadership in our country and all over the world. People who see and have influence to change the way ahead. And we pray for those people to see a path towards peace and to bring reconciliation and forgiveness and understanding. We pray for people who have sight and vision for the future, that they will see a place where it's a place where people can live in harmony, like the people did in the story when they'd crossed the Jordan, that they could be called into a place of harmony and prosperity in their lives. Lord, we pray for all those people who come into our minds now, who are in positions of leadership and see ahead. Amen. Now let's put our hands on our hearts. Who knows where their hearts are? We pray for those people who we're connected with in relationships, for our family, our friends. We pray for understanding in relationships, for give and take, that we will know what it means to forgive people and we will know what it means to help when we need to. We thank you, God, for those who look after us, and we pray that we'll be good friends to people who we look after and know too. I pray that you'll bless our relationships because you're a God of relationship and you love it when people love well. Amen. And finally, let's pray for our hands on our head. We pray for ourselves because this is where all our thinking goes on, isn't it? all our thinking goes on. God, we pray that you will make us strong and courageous. Lord, we pray against fear in our lives. We don't need to be fearful when we know that you are with us. Don't be afraid, says God, because I am with you wherever you go. And we thank you, God, that you're with us. We pray that you will, we will all know what it is to have you with us in our lives, helping us to not be afraid and showing us what it means to have strength and courage as we live well this week. Amen. And let's finish off by saying that memory verse together with the actions. I'm only going to use one hand, okay? So be strong, be courageous, don't be afraid. God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Well done. Now we're going to have a few moments to praise God again and to remember what we believe about him as the worship team comes up and leads us again in two more songs.